For if the blood of goats and of oxen, and the ashes of a heifer being sprinkled, sanctifies such as are defiled to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who, by the Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confirmation. This sacrament brings a bishop here to this chapel this morning, but there will be a far greater than I that will be coming in just a few moments' time. It's not merely the grace of God sanctifying and imprinting an indelible character on the souls of our confirmands. It is not merely the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, those sevenfold gifts prophesied actually by the prophet Isaiah, and which came upon our Lord at his incarnation, and which will come upon you all at your confirmation when the bishop anoints you with the sacred chrism. Who does come today? Well, the Holy Ghost himself, the sanctifier, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and together with them is adored and glorified. This sacrament of confirmation confers then not just grace, but it confers the Holy Ghost himself. He comes down upon the soul of these confirmands just as surely as he did come at Pentecost, that first Pentecost, thousands of years ago. He is here today, in this little upper room, the cenacle. You can almost feel him. He is here just as certainly and just as surely as our Lord Jesus Christ is present in the tabernacle on the altar. The Holy Ghost is present in confirmation. The Holy Ghost is the present, which our Lord promises in the Gospels when he said, I will send you another paraclete. He will teach you all truth. And although you will not see today what the apostles saw 2,000 years ago, the blazing tongues of fire, nor will you feel those tongues of fire, flames which, as they say in spiritual books, flames which come not to destroy or to devour, but to fill us with a holy hunger for the things of God. Although you will not see what the apostles saw, the Holy Ghost is nonetheless real and present as he was on that day. What is confirmation? Confirmation, first of all, is not a sort of afterthought to our first Holy Communion, when after receiving our Lord, the parents then say, oh, yes, the Holy Ghost. I guess my children will need him at some point in their life too. So it's not an afterthought, nor is it a sort of a Catholic graduation ceremony that many people make it out to be. You've done all your study, and now you can leave all those books behind. That's what graduates often actually do, but not here. Confirmation is a forgotten sacrament. Just as the Holy Ghost is, as many priests say around Pentecost, the forgotten person of the Blessed Trinity. And although this sacrament is not necessary for salvation, it is, never forget it, necessary by divine precept. For our blessed Lord, who gave it to us to overcome the enemies of our soul, he evidently wishes all of us to receive it. And Holy Mother Church has always, always imposed upon bishops the duty of administering this sacrament. But of all the sacraments, it is the most forgotten. And I think it's because of this. we are not quite sure what it does. It's easy to explain to children what baptism and confession and Holy Communion does, but parents have a hard time explaining what confirmation truly is. Well, what is it? Confirmation. The word means to strengthen, to make something or someone strong. This sacrament stamps and seals and signs us by the Holy Chrism with a character which is a likeness to Christ, which lasts forever. This sign is given by signing the forehead, that is, on the face, the most prominent feature of our body, with the Holy Cross of Chrism, to symbolize. Remember, every sacrament shows by its outward sign what is going on in the soul. So this symbolizes the sealing of the soul with the Holy Ghost, finishing the work which he had begun in us at baptism. But this sacrament is the beginning of the maturing and the perfecting of our spiritual life, which is a lifelong work. This sacrament, furthermore, it's a sort of diploma. You're not graduating, but you do get a sort of diploma. What's the purpose of receiving a diploma? It is so that you can have good references to find a good job. And this sacrament, in this sense, is a diploma because it qualifies you to be a witness of Christ, to stand up for Christ, to work for Christ, to testify for Christ all your life long, even if need be, to the shedding of your own blood, to die for this Lord for whom we pledge to live each and every day. In the scriptures it says, ye shall be witnesses to me to the very ends of the earth. Now in Greek, the word witness means a martyr, someone that sheds his blood for the sake of Christ and his holy faith. It qualifies you, this sacrament does, as Christ's witness. It is also a military diploma. It is your commission as a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ. And by this sacrament, you confirmands today will be equipped with the graces necessary to be our Lord's strong and perfect soldier, and you will be clothed with a character which is like a suit of armor to serve our Lord and do battle for him under his banner, the cross, fighting against our common enemy who assails us on every side. What a sacrament this is. It is a beautiful one. But know this about it. We don't become strong soldiers all of a sudden, all at once. Today, or even years from now, despite all of your best intentions, you may still falter and fall. This sacrament does not make saints and heroes of us all at once, but it does give us the grace to grow if we cooperate, that is, work along with this grace day by day. And this is why, last of all, confirmation makes you not only a soldier, it makes you a farmer, a gardener. Have you ever thought of that? As our Lord described his father, et pater meus agricola est, and my father is the farmer. You see, the seed of divine life, sanctifying grace, was planted in the garden of the soul at baptism. This seed sprouts and grows with confirmation, and it is nourished by the Holy Eucharist. And all that growth of the seed of sanctifying grace is from within, You cannot force it to grow in any way. It is, as the farmer knows, a gradual and slow process. As with nature, so with grace. And in the life of the soul, some of the best growth in virtue comes only after the body has stopped growing. The sacrament of confirmation should be given to children, but it is not just for children. Whether you are 7 years old or 77 years old, or even beyond, this sacrament makes us to be soldiers, brave witnesses of our Lord, and patient farmers in the field of the Spirit. This sacrament is the Holy Ghost himself. Today, let us, all of us who have been confirmed, pray for these four new confirmands as the Holy Ghost enters their soul and makes them his temple. And then all of you, as a last final thought to this sermon, remember the day on which you are confirmed and you receive the Holy Ghost into your soul. Ask the Holy Ghost to stir up in you every day all of those graces which were given to you in confirmation. It is something like this. When the flames go out in a campfire, what do you need to do? You stir up the ashes and the flames come back up. Similarly, if you ask the Holy Ghost to stir up the dying flames in your soul, he will make them into a great conflagration. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.